Morning, Chairman. Stephen Mayne, small shareholder. At the AMCOR meeting a couple of days ago, we had a very long presentation about the whole debt profile, how many bankers, like, given the extraordinary time, they took the decision to really go into the detail on the whole credit crunch and the particular debt issues at AMCOR. And I'd just like to invite you or Rowan to perhaps provide a bit more detail on the debt profile. Obviously, the balance sheet looks reasonably strong with $2.4 billion of interest-bearing liabilities versus a market cap today of $4.4 billion. But then obviously there's some off-balance sheet debt in the Macau joint venture. There's obviously some off-balance sheet debt surrounding, I think it's the Gateway acquisition in Canada. I think as we've seen with Conn's Media and the whole situation where an off-balance sheet vehicle was carrying too much debt to the point where our equity value was written down. Could you also talk a little bit about our partners in some of these projects, say is Macquarie all right in Canada, and our partners, particularly in Macau, and just the debt, if there are any debt issues that have come up there? Because obviously with a vehicle like ours, there's debt behind equity, there's off-balance sheet debt, there's a range of series of different joint ventures, and I'd be interested in you actually just talking in a bit more detail about if any issues have popped up and just how strong all those different vehicles are, given we're in unprecedented times.
That's a good question, Stephen, and I will have a go at answering it, and I might ask him to make some additional comments. In regards to Crown's gearing, it's important to remember we have the strongest balance sheet of all of our international gaming peers. We are rated BBB plus investment grade by S&P, one of the highest credit ratings for any gaming company in the world. We have minimal net debt today, prior to Canary, and post-Canary we would still expect to maintain interest cover of approximately 5 times through the cycle. We have $1,800 million of US dollars cash on our balance sheet presently in anticipation of closing the Canary acquisition. In regard to Canada and in regard to Macau, the debt in those entities is non-recourse. We are not in any risk of covenant breaches in either of those two joint ventures. The Macau joint venture, it's important to remember, has raised equity of approximately $1.8 billion from US capital markets. And at the conclusion of the construction of City of Dreams, we would expect our Macau joint venture to look to have debt to EBITDA at investment grade levels or levels very close to investment grade.
Thanks, James. And perhaps, Stephen, just to add to your comment of our own debt profile, we, as you are aware, post the balance date, we raised approximately $1 billion in term debt. We have our next maturity is, although it's 2 years away, in August 2010. We are currently considering a plan of action to commence to refinance that in the near term to again to extend our maturity and where possible to develop term debt in offshore markets. So that is we're very conscious of that position and we're working toward doing that now.